I'm Rick Hansen with this check of some of the latest area news on KJAN.com. No injuries were reported following an accident involving three trucks Thursday afternoon here in Cass County. The Iowa State Patrol says two 2009 Sterling Estera trucks were on the shoulder of Interstate 80 westbound, about a mile and three quarters east of the Elkhorn or Highway 173 exit, because one of the trucks had broken down. A 2013 Freightliner semi pulling tandem FedEx trailers and driven by 58-year-old Stevan Stojanovic of Rockford, Illinois, was traveling west at around 3:30 p.m. when Stojanovic lost control and struck the other two parked trucks. Following the collision, the semi crossed both westbound lanes of traffic and entered the median before it tipped over onto its right side in the right eastbound lane. The front trailer came to rest on its top in the median, while the rear trailer came to rest on its side, also in the median. There were no citations issued. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports officers responded to a two-vehicle accident in the 100 block of 3rd Avenue in Villisca Thursday morning. A 2004 Pontiac Grand Am, driven by 17-year-old Olivia Herzberg of rural Villisca, was northbound on 3rd Avenue. Herzberg became distracted while texting on her cell phone and ran into the rear of a 2001 Chevy pickup that was legally parked on 3rd Avenue. Damage to the Herzberg vehicle was estimated at $4,500. Damage to the 2001 Chevy pickup, owned by 41-year-old Monty Sprague of Randolph, was estimated at $4,500. Olivia Herzberg was issued a citation for use of electronic communication device. The sheriff's office was assisted at the scene by the Villisca Fire Department. Nebraska woman was injured during a single vehicle accident early Wednesday morning near Atlantic. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported Thursday that the accident happened around 12:10 a.m. Wednesday, about 3 miles west of Atlantic on White Pole Road. Officials say a 1998 Mercedes owned and driven by 80-year-old K.F. Bargenbrook of Omaha was eastbound on White Pole Road when the vehicle drove off the road into a field, hit a mailbox, and the edge of a culvert. The woman was transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital for evaluation. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $3,500. Authorities say a 24-year-old Council Bluffs man has been given 51 months in prison for illegally possessing a machine gun. Federal prosecutors say Jordan Collier was sentenced Thursday in Council Bluffs. He must serve a year of supervised release after he leaves custody. He pleaded guilty on February 8th. Collier was arrested after he attempted to pawn the weapon. Authorities say it was stolen from a home in Kossuth County. A Fremont County man was sentenced Thursday to a little more than 3.5 years in prison on a firearm charge. 41-year-old David Shane Anderson of Hamburg was sentenced in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs for being a felon in possession of a firearm. Chief United States District Court Judge James Gritzner sentenced Anderson to 46 months in prison to be followed by 2 years of supervised release. Anderson was also ordered to pay a $100 special assessment to the Crime Victim Fund and to forfeit a .410 shotgun and ammunition seized from him by law enforcement officers. Anderson remained in the custody of the United States Marshal Service pending return to Ringgold County, where Anderson is facing a state of Iowa methamphetamine charge. Anderson was sentenced upon his plea of guilty, which was entered on April 4th of this year, to being a felon in possession of a firearm, having possessed a .410 shotgun on March 20th, 2012, near Hamburg. A Fremont County Sheriff's deputy, answering a call about shots fired, seized the shotgun from Anderson as he was found carrying it out of a field. Anderson was in the company of some minor children at the time. Prior to possessing the shotgun, Anderson had, among other convictions, been convicted of a separate felony charge of burglary in Iowa and Missouri. And a Pottawatomie County man was sentenced Thursday to a little more than 10 years in prison on a drug charge. 50-year-old Douglas John Howard was sentenced to 121 months in prison for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. The judge also ordered Howard to serve a 4-year term of supervised release following incarceration. Howard pled guilty on February 8th to possession of meth with the intent to distribute. The conviction resulted from a joint law enforcement investigation into the distribution of methamphetamine in Council Bluffs, which began at the traffic stop in June of 2012, where Howard was found to be in possession of methamphetamine, digital scales, plastic baggies, and drug distribution notes. The investigation identified Howard as the person responsible for regularly distributing methamphetamine in Council Bluffs, along with rural areas in Pottawatomie and Mills counties. The investigation was conducted by the Carter Lake Police Department, Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force, and the Drug Enforcement Administration. His case was prosecuted by the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN.com News.